Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
What do you do when you discover that the home you are interested in or the home that you just bought was involved in a horrific crime scene in the past? Sometimes it was just a few years ago, months ago. Sometimes it was decades ago. It's a very real thing. It made me start thinking about this today when I was reading about the Brian Walsh, Anna Walsh, Washington, D.C. property that's going into foreclosure because she's obviously no longer with us and he's in jail and is no money. But it was the site of not a great scene. There's a lot of homes that are not great sites of great scenes, horrible tragedies that some would say make a forever impact actually on the site itself. There's so many cases here where we have stigmatized properties. We have the King Road house that's going to be torn down in Moscow. You have the properties of Rex Huerman. The family is living back in them. Obviously, anytime there's a crime of someone who's doing horrific things, there's a home that they once went back to. Sometimes the crimes took place on the property of those very homes as well. How does the history of a home impact the psyche of new inhabitants, especially if a tragic event like a murder took place there, if in fact the home goes back on the market to be relived in?
Yeah, I was also pondering who would want to move into Koberger's apartment, yeah. Even things like that. We have strong associational cues with places. And when we've had a wonderful visit at somebody's home or a wonderful experience out at a park or in a nature area, we always have good feelings when we go back to that place or remember that place. And the same thing is true in the reverse. When we know about something horrible that's happened somewhere or a really evil person has been in a dwelling, if they've lived there, we never lose those associations. And it's hard to know at this point, how do you integrate that with going on and using those dwellings in some kind of a normal fashion. Another one that comes to mind is the home in Boulder, Colorado, where JonBenet Ramsey was murdered and found in the basement.
Sure.
I believe that home is still there. I think this is why we have the metaphor of the haunted house where somebody was killed. I think this is a very real thing. And I don't know that I could even get past my own emotional connections if I were to ever visit a property like that. It just feels creepy.
Yeah, another, probably one of the most famous in the country, the Amityville House. A horrible murder took the place there prior to the ghost story that we all know about it. Do properties, and I'm not trying to go all woo or spooky here, but I've heard stories before on other podcasts that I've done over the years of individuals moving into a home. They didn't even realize it was a stigmatized property or that something had happened there, a murder of some sort. They move in and there's just an energy about the place that then they start doing their research. They find out, oh God, like four people were murdered here. Is that something? Is that just, is there something where somebody along the lines maybe knew something, but didn't really connect the dots that there was something here? What is that when people can feel that sort of an energy without necessarily even knowing that the crime took place in a stigmatized home?
Yeah, there are a lot of stories about people who have that sense of the paranormal, and that's outside the realm of anything I can really comment on or know anything about. I do know that when I was a young wife, newly married, we bought an old Victorian house because it was what we could afford, and I loved old homes, and we had fantasies of restoring it, and of course, that was way too much money, and we never did it. But I always felt ill at ease in that house, and I did find out later that a person had died. They weren't murdered, but they had died in the home and their body had been found there. And so now, at least where I live, when a house is sold and there's been a death in the home, realtors are legally required to disclose that to new buyers, because there are a lot of people that just feel creeped out about being in a home where something awful has happened.
That's interesting. And there's even a website out there called Died in Home. And I've gone to it before when I've bought in a property. Just let's just make sure nobody's died in this house.
Associational cues are powerful. This is a real thing. And there are definitely times we get creepy vibes. And I don't think psychology has a good explanation for that. But certainly lots of people would attest to it.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.